The Breakers are staying the course right now in their quest to clinch that all-important second seed for the ANBL finals. That would see them bypass the play-in round and go straight through to the semi-finals with a home court advantage. Really important that. But that's not the only exciting thing going on right now in Kiwi basketball. Earlier this week, Basketball New Zealand announced that their TV deal with ESPN has been extended for a further 2 years after a successful showing the past three. With us now is the boss himself, part of those negotiations, CEO and Kiwi basketball icon, Dylan Boucher. Dylan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Smithy. How are you?
I'm damn good. I would imagine you're pretty good too. Sealing a deal with a television network like ESPN, or resealing it. That's cool news.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for us, the exposure of our leagues is certainly very, very important, not only just to showcase the talent down here, but also to grow the product. For us, being able to be basically worldwide now with our league is something that we're obviously super proud of, and something that we want to continue from now on out.
Well, television companies deal on numbers, particularly when it comes to viewership. So I would imagine it's going pretty well in the US and places like Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it seems to be. I mean, we obviously have a lot of American import players playing down here, and you know they've obviously got a lot of family back home. But what we're finding more and more is we're seeing college scouts are tuning into these games and watching our young talent coming through to see, you know, if they can find a diamond in the rough down in New Zealand. And you know, we're finding more and more people are tuning in and having respect for our league, which is exactly what we want.
Also, of course, I suppose that makes it more appealing for those young American basketballers too that come this way looking to get notoriety, because the chances of them doing that have increased by being on TV in New Zealand, ironically.
Oh, absolutely. I think any time you know, you can get more exposure for players, it's attractive to them. And you know, coming down this side of the world, whether it's New Zealand or Australia, it gives them a good opportunity to see a different part of the world, but more importantly, get some exposure. And our leagues are both very well televised. And you know, having the ESPN deal now for us to be able to have these going directly back to the US, it does open doors up. A player like Torrey Craig, who played for the Wellington Saints and is now a regular player in the NBA, is just one example of players that can go from our league and then go across and end up playing back in the NBA.
What about viewership numbers here at home? How's it going on Sky?
Yeah, they're going through the roof. To be honest, our growth, both in the numbers playing the game, but also the people that are consuming the game, are continuing to grow and continuing to spike. And you know, we've had record numbers through Sky this past season, and we expect those numbers to continue to grow. And we had, you know, we were fortunate enough to have some games live on Prime and free-to-air television as well. So that's a big coup for us to be able to have some, you know, some Prime television viewing time.
We always ask you this question, which I would imagine the viewership is quite a young viewership as well, because that sort of transforms into player numbers throughout the country, which my understanding is they just go from strength to strength too.
Yeah, we're continuing to grow. I mean, to be honest, we're at a growth stage now where we're just seeing that continual curve upwards, which is fantastic. And we're starting to run into the problem. And I think I've had this conversation with you before. We're starting to run into this problem with facilities, because we're running out of gym space. You know, where every association I speak to is talking about, you know, the groundswell of basketball and how they can't keep up with the growth because of the stadiums just not big enough. And, you know, the ones that have, you know, 18, 12 court facilities are chock-a-block for, you know, just about the whole week. So it's a good problem to have, and we're putting more and more hoops outside so kids can continue to play the game, but it is going to be a continued problem with the growth of the game.
Well, it's 3-on-3, and street basketball then becomes a viable option too, I suppose, does it?
Yeah, 3x3 is now an Olympic sport. So, you know, I think you're going to see more and more kids really focusing, probably like you've seen a lot in sevens. You know, you're going to see people that are really focused on that side of the game. And you know, for us, there's huge growth in the 3x3 space. And you know, I know for even my own children, kids love playing 3x3. You touch the ball more, it's faster, and the game's only 10 minutes long, so you can get it, you know, you can have a quick game and it's over and done with within 10 minutes.
Right, good news also, you lost Hugh Bain, and of course he's moved on, Hugh. He'll never leave basketball, but he's moved on in his role. So you've announced a new general manager of the leagues. In comes Marie Taylor, who's been involved with Basketball New Zealand for nearly 20 years. How did you settle on Marie?
Yeah, obviously, Hugh was a big loss, and we wish Hugh well and did a great job in his time with us. And like you say, he'll never leave basketball. He'll always be around and still be part of our commentary team. And but being able to elevate Marie into the role, Marie was head of operations basically for the leagues, and did a lot of the heavy lifting, I guess if you like to say. And she was the obvious choice. When we started talking about replacing Hugh, her name just kept coming up all the time. And she's been part of Basketball New Zealand for a long, long time. Probably has the highest IP of anyone in the business and understands every part of the business. So to have her now lead our legs team is something we're pretty excited about. She certainly has risen to the challenge, and just from the short time watching her operate, she's doing a fantastic job already. And we've no doubt she's going to be a fantastic asset to the league's team to be able to lead that group.
In your own role, Dylan, I just wonder how much busier you've got within, because of the increased interest, the increased playing numbers, the demand on facilities, etc. Have you noticed within your own role a big increase?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I kind of thought, stupidly thought at the start of the year I was going to ease into the year and kind of, it would slowly pick up as the tournament started, but it started with a hiss and a roar in a good way, in a positive way. And, we've got, as I said, we've got problems, but a lot of them are positive problems because of the growth of the game. It's been able to ensure we're keeping up with the growth of the game, both with facilities, with our commerciality of our products, being able to make sure we were able to fund a lot of the things we're running out in the communities and supporting associations to be able to deliver on what they need to deliver on. And us, we like I say, we love the fact that our sport is continuing to grow, and it does mean everyone within Basketball New Zealand is very busy and everyone within our associations is very busy. But we know as a sport, if we continue to grow and we continue to match it commercially and with funding, we'll be able to continue to really flourish as a sport.
Right, which includes, of course, Tauihi Basketball Aotearoa, which was immensely successful last year. A lot of coverage, good numbers attending the games, and now moving into another growth year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously year two, we want to go bigger and better, and we want to make sure that year one was a fantastic success. And, we've obviously been fortunate enough with great support through GJ Gardner that have, been able to really push this league to new levels, and also our support from Sky Sports. So we are very, very grateful that we've got some fantastic supporters of the women's game. I'm already hearing, rumours about players going to teams, and, there's all the rumour mills already started about which players are going to be playing where, and it's exciting for us that, we're seeing a lot of our top players coming home and playing in front of their home fans and just absolutely loving it. Seeing the smiles on, our female athletes' faces after games, and that we've got a league for them. It's a high-level league, and, certainly I was fortunate enough to be at the final down in Nelson, and the standard of play is extremely high and the highest it's ever been in New Zealand for women's basketball. So we know that will continue to rise. We've seen some of our youngsters that have gone from playing for those teams and now gone off to Division One college scholarships. And we're going to start seeing those girls coming back from college scholarships and joining those Tauihi teams to make the league even stronger.
Incredible performance last night, Dylan, from the Breakers. They really kicked into gear at halftime to overcome quite a big deficit, and they are progressing really cool, which is obviously it's so cool for basketball to have a flagship like that.
Yeah, I mean, the Breakers, I mean, people have been accustomed to the Breakers having success, so it's been a few dire years, sitting at the bottom of the table. But what Modi's done with this group now is incredible, and, he's got a good balance of, good Kiwi players and some Australian talent and then some really good imports. And, I was watching the game last night thinking, they were having a down game and then they just flicked the switch and took over the game and by the end of if you'd looked at just the end score, you would have thought they were comfortable throughout the whole game. And they certainly looked under the pump at one stage, but they do have another gear they can go to, and that's what good teams have. they have players that can go to another gear, and, you know, as a team, they can go to another gear, and this team is able to do that, and they've done it, you know, against the best teams in the league, and this is the business end of the season. They've got one more game to go, and then they'll hit the playoffs. So once they hit the playoffs, it's about finding that gear and being able to do it consistently, night in and night out, to be able to go right through to the final stage where you're cutting down the nets.
Yeah, well, cutting down the net would be good. The other subject I'd like to talk to you about is the retiring of numbers. Of course, yours is retired, number 24. Paulie Hanare, 32. CJ Bruton's 23. Who would you think might be next in that line?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people. I mean, Mika Vekona's the obvious one, is someone who's already retired. You know, Mika was instrumental and being a big part of those Breakers' successful years, and a big part of, you know, turning around the culture of the Breakers. And, you know, another one is a Tom Abercrombie, you know, obviously still playing, but, you know, he can't have many years left in those legs. And, you know, when he finally decides it's time for him to retire, you know, he's someone that would definitely see his jersey hanging from the rafters. So, there's been some, you know, even look at a guy like Alex Pledger, who was a big part of championship runs, that you know, has been unfortunate to have a bout of cancer and has got through it. He's out the other side now, but someone who's been instrumental in a lot of those championship years. And then you list those down, you have current players that are still playing, your Corey Websters, you know, people like that, that have been a big part of these championship years. So there is a criteria that you know, that the office staff will need to look at and go through and who meets that criteria. And I know certainly there's been some people that have been really instrumental in doing some great things for the Breakers, and their jersey may not ever end up hanging from the rafters, but doesn't make them any less more valuable to what they were in the successful years.
Always great to catch up with you, Dylan. Nice to know that things are still progressing on a very much a forward wave within your sport, and the announcement of a new GM and those television rights, extremely successful period for you. Congratulations on that, and we'll stay in touch.
Thanks, Smithy. Appreciate it, mate. Always good to chat.